UHF Hutchison, interesting. Tony will be talking tonight about the subject we've been speaking a lot about on the program today, and we've been talking about thousands of workers who face losing their jobs because of the demise of the car industry. Then we asked if you'd ever lost your job and needed to be retrained, and Justin texted the program and said, Jeff, my son's in year 12, so jobs of the future are of real interest. Can you find a guest who can tell us where these jobs will be? So we did. Morris Misolowski is a business futurist. Morris.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Morris. How are you?
I'm excellent, thanks.
Morris, where are the jobs of the future going to be?
Well, some of them are going to be exactly where we find them now. So it's not all doom and gloom. We're working on a continuum. We know that for the next decade or so, healthcare and anything else in that allied industry is going to boom. Baby boomers are getting older, they'll want to spend money in that area. We're certainly pushing into wellness and looking after ourselves, so that's a definite. Also, strangely enough, retail trade is on the up, we're told. And these are coming from the Department of Education, Employment and Workplace Relations. This is what they're predicting. They're saying that retail will be up 8.9% over the next 3 years, and construction will be. So there's some traditional industries that we've seen before and will certainly be around for the while. But on the horizon, there are lots of new industries coming around, lots of new jobs coming up on the as well.
What are some of these new industries?
There's one at the moment that's very trendy in the States that we're just starting to see here. It has a salary of about $80,000 upwards, as yet doesn't have a qualification attached to it, but is starting to. And that's somebody called a data scientist. Now, a data scientist is somebody that's trying to make sense out of all that information we have online. We spent 30 years pumping in all sorts of useless, useful information online, and we haven't really been able to put it together and make good sense out of it. With new technologies, new abilities to be able to mine all of that and to bring it together into a cohesive something that is useful to somebody, that's what a data scientist does. And the Googles of the world and the Apples and the rest of them are all out hunting for that skill set.
So do you reckon, sorry to interrupt, do you reckon that there will be jobs in the future in industries that simply don't exist yet?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Look at social media today. I mean, if you and I were talking 10 years ago, we would have said this whole fanciful thing about talking online, you know, the internet, Facebook, all of that was a step too far, never going to happen. And we have entire billion-dollar industries based on that now. People are doing jobs, again, 10 years ago that we would never have been able to think of, and certainly most parents out of there would have said to their children, go somewhere else, find another job, anything but that.
Yeah. So a year 12 boy leaving school at the end of the year, is there going to be a big world of opportunity there?
I think so. I mean, my child just left year 12, my youngest one. She's actually had her first day of university today. What I told her and what I told kids of that age is that they're going into a time that's very different from mine. I'm a baby boomer. In their lifetime, they're going to have 6 careers, 13 jobs. They're not going to have the linear career path that I had, starting off as one thing and most probably keeping that job title, but working through evolutions and pay scales until they retire. That's not the world they're going into. They're going to work also until they're 80 or beyond. They'll live to 120. What they need are transferable skills. It's very different from my day. They need to understand what they're really good at, what their core skill is, what they have to offer the world and what makes them excited. And then they will be finding different ways to offer that for the next 50, 60 years. And that's the world that they're headed in. Some of the jobs we can think about now, a lot of them are around medicine, for instance. There's a really interesting job called a transhumanist engineer, which sounds far more sinister than I think it really is. And that is, it's somebody who understands robots, which we know we're going to see a lot more of in the next 10 years. And these are not robots that are going to take over the world. They're not the Daleks that we saw in our science fiction. They're single or dual purpose machines. And somebody that understands what that machine does and what people does and orchestrates, it's a human resource role, orchestrates what both will do in a workforce. And that's another growing job that we haven't seen before, but it's becoming popular.
Great to talk to you, Morris. Morris Misolowski is a business futurist.